Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Our 8 a.m. hour is always the outdoor living hour. And this week we're talking about vegetable gardening, and boy, is the weather just right to get out and get started. A lot more people outside walking this morning on the way in. It's fun, fun time of year. We've been talking about everything garden, and we were just finished up a conversation about pollinators. And, you know, it's so important to have the pollinators, so how to live with them, how to attract them, but how to, you know, what to do if you got a swarm or whatever. And I just wanted to give a shout out to ASAP Bee Removal. You can find them at asapbeeremoval.com in case you have a swarm come in and settle, or if you're having trouble with wasps, you know, there's a lot to getting that stuff out. So, but I wanted, did you see this article in
Wall Street Journal? She taught us about the difference between bees and wasps. Now I know why I really don't like wasps.
Just real quick. So, you know, a bee can only sting you once, mm-hmm. and then they lose their stinger. Wasp, of course, you know, can sting you over and over again. They're so mean. If they get after you, they're mean. And then also, when you remove a beehive, once you take the beehive out, if there's bees outside of that hive, they'll come back to the location and they'll just die because they don't know what else to do without the queen. But wasps actually pair up. So if you remove a nest and a pair comes back in and the nest isn't there, then they just rebuild. So it's really tricky to get rid of all the wasps in there. And I have actually never seen a wasp nest. I mean, you have to really know what you're looking for to find those. So
they're usually pretty well hidden. They can, you know, inside a big, like you said, a hedge mm-hmm. or a, yeah. And you don't want to find them. you want to let somebody else find them.
They just look mean. But you don't hear about that many stings, but I imagine they hurt. So in the Wall Street Journal, they had an article about a company out of Israel called Aruga AI Farming. And it's these little drones that pollinate. And so, you know, with the concern about
robots.
Yeah, they're little robots.
Robot pollinators.
Yeah, they're only 10 grand a piece. So, you know, for one little bee.
You don't lose that one.
But this is a new generation of computer technology where they're it's deeper learning. So they can train these little bee drones or bee robots to go out and see a plant, identify the plant, and then know if it's ready to be pollinated. And many plants just take vibration. So these little guys go around and they blow on the plant to get the pollination to happen. So anyway, it's just really interesting. I'm sure
how
the price will come down.
How big are these little robots?
It looks like the size of a bee. I mean, look at him. He's like a little shiny thing. Looks just like him. He's really cute.
Oh, that's so, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so very interesting.
Wow.
Man, you don't want to let, you know, my luck, I'd have one out there and a bird would come along and grab it.
You never have to worry about them swarming, though.
And you don't eat a queen.
And they don't, yeah, right.
They can do it on their own. They're all smart.
People smarter than me putting those together.
All right. So we're in that transition in the garden right now. We talked a little bit about what to plant, making sure the soil was prepared for it. And why don't you just summarize that real quick, John?
So once your soil is good and loose and rich and you can get in there with your hand and, you know, make a hole without using a trowel or shovel, then we're ready to plant, and we're planting right now cool season vegetables, so things that are going to grow all winter. And the best way to remember those are the things we eat the leaf of, a root of, or maybe part of the stem or flower of. So any leafy green like lettuce or spinach or turnips or turnip greens, which turnips kind of fit both bills, so you can eat the root or the top of. Chard, our old buddy kale. I think anybody that really tells me they like kale is lying.
I like kale chips okay. But that's after they've been salted and oiled and cooked, right?
My wife forces that stuff on me once in a while.
Oh, poor guy.
Anyway, it's good for you, I guess.
It tastes so bad, it must be.
Oh, I just got it.
Well, let me give a quick suggestion, too. Okay. So, you know, you're talking about vegetables that maybe you don't like or don't know what to do with. There is an amazing cookbook. I found that you can just look it up, Bounty from the Box, and buy it right from the website. It is a little pricey. It's $35. I think you could probably find a used copy.
That whole book is on vegetables?
And it's
that's 500 pages.
Well, it's community supported agriculture. So if you know about that, you know, you get this basket of vegetables. So many times you don't know what it is or what to do with it. This has amazing. It's huge. It's like an encyclopedia of recipes, and they're modern day kind of healthy, good recipes. Bounty from the Box.
Good to know.
Yeah. And you can still also find Mel Bartholomew's book. They've updated it, and it's available for like $12 on Amazon. And that's the Square Foot Gardening Cookbook. And I just think he was very special. And the recipes are great.
I've enjoyed a lot of the recipes out of his book. It's much more user-friendly. It's a lot smaller.
Yeah. So we're planting leafy crops, root crops, stem crops. You know, let's not forget, too, we're going into the very best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs and landscape plants. So kind of for the same reason. The soil is staying warm and the air is getting cool. So it's a great combination of getting a plant to establish itself without the stress of the heat on the leaves.
Very good. John Jay, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Always, always good having you in. Folks, we'll be back next hour. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be talking about living with your pets. How to make it a little bit easier on you and them, as well as take your calls right here, Rosie, on the house.